Acceptance of a total compensation study report, which determined that many Rio del City staff members are underpaid, was on the agenda for the July 21st Rio del City Council virtual meeting. But first, the council viewed a presentation by Rebecca Crow of GHD on the Water Infrastructure Improvement Project. The water project being proposed includes the replacement of pipes, valves, and fire hydrants, the addition of 30 new fire hydrants, as well as the replacement of a 250,000-gallon redwood water tank with a 500,000-gallon steel tank. The project would also include addressing the water line from the Metropolitan Wells, which currently comes across Highway 101 via a pipeline attached to the underside of the bridge. Three alternative routes for that pipeline are under consideration. A public review draft, initial study, and the proposed mitigated negative declaration are available at City Hall. Written public comments can be submitted to the city through August 13th. The council then went on to discuss the total compensation study that was done by Coffin Associates recently. The city had requested the study to, quote, provide a professional third-party framework for compensation decisions in the city of Rio Del, end quote. The report looked at 13 comparison cities in order to determine the median compensation for a variety of positions. In short, the study determined that the city's total compensation, including salary and benefits, to be 13.1% below the market median overall. The report will be used in contract negotiations with city labor groups. When asked for staff input, Water and Roadways Superintendent Randy Jensen addressed the report and its findings.
I kind of concur that the compensation study that we currently have ahead of us is a tool to use. It does show deficiencies on where we're at within our agency, and it shows where we need to improve. Whether we can do it or not is another story. I do understand that as well. Overall, the main goal here is to keep the employees here as much as possible, retention, have competitive salaries within the area that we are currently in. I also agree with Jessa that, yes, we can just look up Eureka or Arcata and not have to have the associate here do that legwork for us. So with that, I mean, this study that we have in front of us, it is favorable to the employees of the city of Rio Del. I think it's a great tool to work with. And overall, I think we should go with this and discuss more on one-on-one with employees to see what they are requesting and what they are looking for within our agency.
The final total compensation study report will be brought back on the August 4th agenda. The council seats currently held by Frank Wilson, Sue Strawn, and Gordon Johnson will be up for election on the November 3rd ballot. If you are interested in running for City Council, you must pick up an application packet at City Hall, gather signatures of some local voters, and return the completed packet by Friday, August 7th. The full agenda packet with council documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, August 4th at 6:30 p.m. online at Access Humboldt. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.